Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, it's definitely not Swamp Gas, as we talk seriously about the very dedicated investigations from Antonio Honeas, one of the editors of Open Lines magazine. Chris, we got one or two more questions.
And this is a good one for all you aspiring investigative researchers out there. Invariably, you're going to meet a lot of folks. And Sentry wants to know a little rule of thumb from Mr. Mosley. You've met more of the fakes, frauds, kooks, and the genuine witnesses than anyone else. You've talked to them and looked them in the eye. How do you sort them out?
Well,
good question.
You know, I would put it this way. It's just like any other kind of people. In the UFO field, first of all, nobody is all bad and nobody is all good. I think, Gene, weren't you involved in that? I might be wrong. These lists that came out a few years ago of the good people in the field and the bad people.
UFOwatchdog.com. Let me just back up on this.
Yeah.
Royce Myers, who I guess he works as a park policeman or something like that, he came up with this site. There's a Hall of Fame for people who do good work.
Hall of Fame.
There is a Hall of Shame
yeah.
for people who do bad work. Let me just define this. We took over the site for about a year, and we updated the content. And then I got a letter out of the blue from Royce. He wants to take it back, UFOwatchdog.com. And so I sent him the databases and all the files and stuff he needed. But he went back to an older version of the site. So we have all this stuff, all this content that we had written. One of our forum members, a fellow named Skyler, did a lot of research, worked for 6 months to build new content on the site. A lot of that was never carried over. Now, that's what you're talking about there. I should tell our listeners we are looking into a new site, a new internet portal to, as they say, be a paranormal watchdog. But that's all I can say. Jim?
Yeah, well, I would say, I mean, I have copies of some of that stuff, you know. And the ones that I have, if I'm not wrong here, I was totally insulted, and this is the reason I'm not on either list. I wouldn't care if I was on the bad list, but I'm not on either list, and I don't like that at all.
You were on a later version of the list. You were on a later version.
I'm on
in the
Hall
of Shame or Hall of Fame, I forget.
But my point is more rational, I think, and that is that everybody is a combination of good and bad. I mean, that's sort of a truism, but I mean, you can't just draw a line, Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame. I think that's kind of ridiculous, but maybe I'm
it
wrong.
It may be based very much on the weight of the work. So if somebody's sincere, honest, hardworking, does really good work, if they have a few flaws around the edges, that's okay. If somebody perpetrates hoaxes, it doesn't matter if some things they did were good, the hoaxes outweigh the non-hoaxes. Get my
well,
point?
That could be you, but... with your straight letter, you
see. But I do think we put you in the Hall of Fame. Sorry about that, Jim.
Did you? Well, I don't have that version of it here. I've got it put away somewhere, but these are very long lists, the ones I have. Well, the fame is much shorter than the shame, which is, I guess, reasonable. But as far as I remember, I wasn't on either one. But it doesn't matter. The concept, I guess, has some validity somewhere.
Yeah, I think you should be on both lists myself, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
We were going to have a gray box list, but that sounded too much like Stanton Friedman.
Well, a gray list would remind us of Gray Barker, and he certainly would deserve to be on the gray list, I would think. Hmm.
Some people know too much about UFOs.
Yes. What does that mean?
Just sounded good to me.
Chris, any more questions from Mr. Sentry?
He does have a question.
Out of these 100,000 listeners that you say you have, only three questions came in, and kind of disappointed.
Well, we didn't post the question bank thread until, I think, late last night. So normally we have several days. You do attract a lot of interested questioners. We'll have to give you a little bit more lead time next time to get more questions.
Yes, that would be nice. Okay.
Well, the only other question was about Aztec, and it's Bill Moore said Aztec crash was a hoax, but Stanton Friedman says it's real. What's wrong? We kind of went over that ground.
Yeah.
One thing that I want to mention about these crashes in the 40s is back in the early 90s, there was somebody, it escapes me who this was, but somebody came up with this theory that it was these new radar units that were being put into bases and stuff in the late 40s that went operational, and that the radar was what brought these craft down. And to me, that is the most ludicrous, implausible explanation of why some advanced technology would just spin to the ground and crash because of radar waves.
That's just a different wording of what I've often said and other people have said. Here, supposedly, you have these craft that come in millions of miles. I mean, we don't know how many miles, maybe from other galaxies, maybe from other universes, and they make it all the way here, and then when they get in our atmosphere, they screw it up. And that's extremely strange. One of the versions of the Roswell case was that there was a electrical storm that caused the thing to crash. Have you heard that version?
Yeah, no. What was this that made a crash? I didn't catch that.
I remember at some point Flock thought that there was a real crash of a spaceship, I guess, caused by an electrical storm that was going on at that time. That caused the crash.
Right. Well, Roswell did have a large electrical storm in conjunction with the night that the crash supposedly occurred.
Yeah. But
that sounds more plausible to me than radar.
Yeah, well, more. But again, if they're that talented to get all the way here, through wormholes and everything else that's out there, and then they get taken out by a little thing like that, I just don't really think so.
Well, what about the work of Leonard Stringfield, who spent decades chasing down rumors of crashed saucers and discs? How many of those cases do you Do you think have some sort of validity behind them?
I have an answer for that. I think he put out before he died six or seven of those status reports or whatever he called them, and I don't believe I read any of them thoroughly, but maybe I did. It's a long time ago, but I knew Len fairly well, and I talked to him on the phone several times, and probably met him once or twice. And I always, because I wanted to make sure that I got it right and that I heard him right. And I would ask him, well, out of all these rumors and stuff that you have printed about crashes and landings, do you think that any of them can be proven? And he very distinctly and honestly said to me, they're all interesting and they have this evidence and that, but no, none of them can be proven. And he accepted that, and I accepted his honesty. So the answer that I give there is, you know, if none of them could be proven, should we just forget about it? I don't know.
Well, yeah. I talked to Stringfield once or twice over the years, but as you say, he didn't think he can prove them. He collected a lot of interesting information, until somebody can take over the work that he left and get some information. It's going to be the same thing with the entire UFO field. We got a lot of strange things going on, not just Roswell and Aztec, not just Virginia, and not just all these other cases through the decades and through the centuries, but we can't sit back and look at them and say, what happened? We don't know what happened. It's easy to make an assumption. Well, it's got to be ET, because what else could it be? But is that a fair assumption? And in case you're wondering about future episodes of the PowerCast, upcoming, we have Greg Bishop. We also have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who has a new book to discuss with us. We have Jim Mosley of Saucer Smear with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Jim Mosley of Saucer Smear joining us. Again, a little bit later in this episode, you will learn how you can get your very own hard copy version of Saucer Smear. Printed on real paper, type with a real typewriter. Jim Mosley does not use a personal computer.
No, he doesn't.
And he never will.
Probably not. What I was going to add something there, and I think I've lost it now. Oh, when I meet somebody that's heard vaguely, let's say, that I'm interested in saucers or believe in it, they invariably say exactly the same thing, almost every time. Well, gee whiz, we're trying to get out into space right now, aren't we? And so, sure, more advanced beings on another planet might be a little ahead of us, and they've already done what we're about to do. That's as far as they can go with it. And what they're saying, in my opinion now, is possible. I will never say it's impossible that there are space people visiting us, but that is just almost a cliche. It's too simplistic. And that's as far as they know about the subject. That's all they know, and they're trying to be friendly. They don't want to say it's all nonsense, so they'll just go that far with it. But they've never given it any serious thought, or they would realize that that is not necessarily the answer. That's the point.
Well, the point also is that there have been surveys of the American public over the years. Now, in the 80s and 90s, maybe back to the 70s, half the people in this country believed in UFOs, and we assume all or most of them believe they were spaceships. A more recent survey taken by an organization hired by National Geographic ahead of the promotion for this TV show, Chasing UFOs, came up with about one-third. But, Jim, you like this survey. That result of that poll also determined that 66%, 67% of the people in the United States, those surveyed anyway, felt that in the event of a UFO invasion, Obama would be more capable of handling it than Romney.
Wait a minute, Romney's a Mormon. They're used to having angelic beings coming down trying to interact with them. I mean, that's how the whole cult, or religion, started in the first place.
You're talking about the Mormons, yes. But that has nothing to do with Obama. That's the other guy. He's a Mormon, right? The guy that's running for president.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my point is that you would think Romney, growing up within the Mormon tradition, would be more comfortable with that kind of scenario, as opposed to Obama, who grew up inhaling and being, you know, a druggie and having all sorts of good times. It would probably freak him out.
Yeah, well, I hate to get into it. The Mormon religion, their own, I'm not sure. They have their own Bible, I know, but do they also use the regular Bible? Do they use both or just their own?
The Book of Mormon is pretty much a standalone item. They do refer back to the Old Testament, but the Book of Mormon also says that there was wheat in the New World and elephants existed here just within, you know, not too many generations ago.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Anytime you have a failed treasure hunter claiming that an angel came down and gave him gold tablets that then disappear and nobody ever sees them, you got to wonder.
Yeah, that always bothered me. I don't know a whole lot about the Mormon Church, but the fact that the one guy saw the gold tablets and knew what was on them, but before anybody else could see them, they were gone. Well, you know, I'm a less failed treasure hunter because I really did find real gold several times in Peru and brought it up here and did a lot of other good things, so I guess that's better than what the Mormons did. I have no idea.
So does that mean you can write the Book of Mosley?
Yes, I could. I could.
That was a good one, Gene.
I think I'm going to get attacked for that later, so let's just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, the Book of Mosley, I love it.
Well, there was going to be a treasure hunting book by me, but for long-winded reasons, I don't think it's going to happen. Carl Flock, who was my co-author on Shockingly Close to the Truth, was going to be co-author on this also. And as we know, that did not happen. And for that and other reasons, I don't think I'll ever be able to make a book out of it. But I did have some wonderful adventures down in Peru during the late 1950s.
But no psychic experiences.
Well, it's funny that you would mention that. The treasures were divided rather neatly into two categories. One was Inca and pre-Inca, in other words, the ancient inhabitants of the country. And the other was brought in by the Spaniards and their descendants. And they were quite different in content. The Spanish treasures seemed to be more involving ghosts and actual demonstrations of the paranormal. And the come to think of it, the Inca treasures did not have that connotation at all. We slept in ancient cemeteries many times while we were treasure hunting, and the thought of ghosts connected with these ancient artifacts never crossed our mind, and the workers that were with me, who were certainly not educated people, they had no worries about ghosts either. And I think that's sort of self-fulfilling, since we didn't think about ghosts and didn't really believe in them, or at least didn't worry about them, or didn't think they were connected with the work we were doing. That's why we didn't see any. If we'd already believed it, I suppose we would have seen some. I don't know.
So you're suggesting here that maybe some psychic and or UFO experiences are the result of wishful thinking. We wish consciously or subconsciously, and it happens.
Yeah, well, that certainly is a factor in a lot of things in life, not just the saucers. One of my sightings could have been wishful thinking. Very briefly, one night in about 1954, I was in Miami and had nothing better to do, and I went out and spent 2 or 3 hours just off by myself on a vacant lot, you could say, staring at the sky. And there were plenty of stars out, and you could see the Big Dipper and all the other things that looked like little formations of 4, 5, 6 stars, whatever number. And I got bored with it, and I started to think to myself, you know, any one of these stars that I'm looking at could be a flying saucer. And if it was had the same hue as a star does and was standing still, I could be looking right at a flying saucer and not realize what I'm looking at. And just as I thought that, instantly, one of the stars from one of the little formations took off in a straight line, slightly downward, and disappeared behind a building. And I looked back, and there was one missing. And that was creepy, because I don't know to this day if I imagined it or caused it to happen or if it really happened. If it really happened, that's heavy, because that means that some intelligence was trying to communicate with me and tell me and show me that the whole thing was real. Eh? How's that for a story, huh?
That's a story. Here's a story, folks. We love it. Jim Mosley joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Instant segue, two more segments with Jim Mosley, editor, publisher, chief cook and bottle washer, and chief typist of Saucer Smear. That's very important. Jim does all the typing, every typo. There aren't any typos. But if there were typos, Jim would be responsible for them, not some third-party proofreader.
That is correct.
Okay, so we look at UFOs being wishful thinking or wishful nightmares, whatever. It takes on the cultural context. So UFO cases now, what are you seeing? What kind of cultural context are we seeing?
Well, I just get back to what I said before. I had stopped printing current sightings in Smear. I see plenty I could steal from the New York Journal and elsewhere, but they don't interest me because they're too, not too vague, but too far away from the observer that you could be absolutely sure of what they were, and they don't land, and there's no creatures, and they're so inferior to the best of the sightings years ago that I've just stopped paying any attention to them, and most of the magazine is... There's gossip and stuff like that, and then there's classic sightings. Like, you know, recently I got involved with the Miracle of Fatima, which is fascinating, I think. But anything other than lights in the sky, I guess I've gotten tired of hearing about that.
The Miracle of Fatima. What is your take on that?
Well, that's another long story. I don't think we even have time for it here. But getting to the ultimate last part where a crowd of 60 or 70,000 people gathered to see a miracle that had been foreseen by three little children who were involved in some previous miracles. So these people all gathered, who knows, a huge field of some sort, and there were various things seen. Some people didn't see anything, and there again, perhaps if there were atheists in the crowd, maybe they saw nothing, I have no idea. But most of the crowd did see something. They said the sun, but that would be impossible. Something which I and others of my type of thinking would think is a UFO it was a cloudy day, and you couldn't really see the sun too well, but all of a sudden, the sun type of object, but certainly not the real sun itself, came down under the clouds and gave off all kinds of lights, a sort of a rainbow of different colored lights over a period of, it sounds like, about 5 minutes, and almost everybody saw that. And then there were some other things that happened, too. What it all means, I'm not religious, but I think they saw something. And there again, I think maybe the intelligence that is keeping an eye on us here obviously knows something about our religion, and maybe that's one of their little games. They imitate religion and give us a thing, how would that be, a hoax by the so-called space people. That was a religious hoax, but not by the children, by the powers that be. Very interesting case.
But that raises a larger question, Jim, that what we see when we think we see a UFO, it is a hoax that these entities or beings are staging for our benefit.
Yes, yes, that's, now you got it.
It sounds like the trickster to me.
Oh, the trickster, yeah. I've never really fully understood the trickster, because I'm sure there's endless different definitions of it, but if there is a trickster, that has something to do, certainly, with the UFO phenomenon, yes.
Well, thank you for that. Gosh, that you're one of the few people that agree with me on that one.
Who is this, Chris?
Yeah, I wrote a whole book on the trickster, looking at it as a mechanism
tie
together.
See, I didn't even read your book, and I agree with you. There you go.
Yeah. Well,
you have supreme mental powers, Jim Mosley. You have someone here who wrote a book called Stalking the Tricksters by Chris O'Brien. By the way, the book is still available, so go get yourself a copy. But
well, maybe Chris would just send me a copy.
How about if I send you one? Yeah.
Yeah. How about if you send me one?
Yeah, I'd love to get your take on it, Jim, because I think you'd really get a chuckle out of it.
How long ago did you write this?
It came out 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, if you would send me a copy, I certainly will review it kindly in Smear. Okay.
Hey, excellent. Okay, I will do that. I think you'll really. It might spark. Spark a few things in you. I think I've come up with an interesting redefinition of the trickster. It's not a being, you know, or some sort of disincarnate intelligence. It's more of a mechanism, really, that may help be a catalyst to create some of these events in our lives that we find so mysterious and wonderful. I think it's a valid.
Yeah, well, that's very close to my way of thinking, and I certainly would be interested in that. I'm trying to think of the name of this parapsychologist that we all know, and I can't think of it right now, who talks a lot about the trickster. But I never heard the term properly defined, and I certainly would like to read more about it.
Certainly.
What is this fellow? Hansen.
Yeah, George Hansen.
George Hansen, yeah.
Yeah, the trickster and the paranormal. I relied heavily on his research. Also, Paul Radin wrote this seminal book on the subject called The Trickster. And Lewis Hyde from Harvard wrote The Trickster Makes This World, which is another excellent, excellent book, and look at that whole archetype.
So you're saying that your material is all taken from other people?
Inspired by. I take their view and then sort of take the ball and progress it down the field.
No, well, all right, I'll look forward to that. I really will.
Okay, good. I'll make sure I send a copy to you.
Since there's nothing going on in the skies around here, at least, I certainly would like to read something that would inspire me, and I think that very well might.
Okay, cool. Excellent.
So what's going to happen is, in your mailbox in just a few days by priority mail, Chris will have a copy of his book,
well,
Stalking the
Trickster. Well, it doesn't have to be priority mail, but every little bit helps.
I'll shoot it off priority mail for you, Jim.
Okay.
You get special treatment.
We got 10 minutes left, and nothing is...
Actually, we have about 12 minutes left and a lot to say. Now, Jim, let's look at Saucer Smear, the stuff you've been covering lately, because that's always good. Obviously, we're not seeing sightings. We're obviously going to see a little bit about Aztec because you read the book. What other hot topics can we expect from recent issues of Saucer Smear, or the next one that I'll probably get, in a few days?
Well, it'll be mailed out over the weekend. Yeah, you'll get it sometime next week. Let me just tell you about something that will be not in this issue, but the one after. You know that MUFON is having their annual symposium the weekend of August 4th, which happens to be my birthday, by the way. And it's in Cincinnati, and it involves this new guy, David McDonald, who is the new Supreme Commander of MUFON.
Flamingo Airlines.
Yes, yes. Now, that's another interesting thing. This guy seems to be quite a showman, and I would like to read you a little bit from his editorial in the very recent issue of the MUFON Journal, where he's obviously pitching the convention and hyping it, if I can say so. Now, here's the key part. It is our intent to release not one, but two major, in caps, announcements at the convention, which will resonate throughout the UFO community for years to come. One of these pronouncements is so sensitive, I get this, is so sensitive that MUFON management asked me that it not be released until proper security protocols were in place to protect the safety of the material and the people in whose possession it resides. These protocols are now being undertaken and will be complete in time for the symposium. Now, is
that's
that
a sales pitch, my friend. That is hype of the third order.
I love it. Oh, man. Sign me up.
Well, if they want to send plane tickets down, we don't have much time. But if MUFON, with this money from this guy who has Mile High Airline and everything, send a couple of plane tickets and some couple of nights at a hotel to Gene and Chris at the PowerCast, we'll come. We have Jim Moseley. He's here, too. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
So I don't know if we're hyping to get free tickets for MUFON's convention, free plane tickets to Cincinnati, you know, a five-star hotel.
I think that David McDonald is a successful businessman, and he must have an interesting personality. I don't think he's anywhere near or remotely near being a scientist, but I guess this is the best that MUFON can do. And if I was in better shape, I would certainly go to this convention myself. But I want to, in the issue after the convention, I'm going to take apart whatever these two announcements are, and I have a very strong feeling that they will not be as earth-shaking as he makes them sound here, you know?
I can't wait to see what you have to say about it, Joe.
Yeah, well, I can't either. I just wonder, you know, he's talking about, you know, security. I mean, somebody's going to attack the people that know what this is. I mean, come on.
Sounds like Stephen Greer.
Yeah. What's he doing these days?
He shows up now with bodyguards when he goes to conventions. He had four of them in Barcelona. He had two bodyguards at the Open Minds conference. And I'll tell you, that's a cushy job, man, because all you have to do is just stand there and look menacing. I don't think there's very many people that want to attack Stephen Greer. Well, I might be wrong about that.
Is Stephen Greer formerly an MD, if I got the right guy?
Yeah. He supposedly was an emergency room doctor.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, what can you say? I can't imagine he's making as much money this way, but maybe he is. Who knows?
Well, you should ask his investors in these free energy devices that are supposedly coming out. Every couple, 3 months, he has a new promise that it's going to come out next amount of time. And I don't think not one of these things has come out, and I do. There may be some investors out there that are scratching their heads, wondering when these.
A guy like him will probably be routinely investigated by the powers that be. If these things are like, you know, Silas Newton's stuff, I mean, they really have no substance to them. I have a feeling that they'll stop him from selling them. You know. I mean, they are going to take a look, wouldn't you think?
Well, he's got to produce these things and fail them to the public. We got to see something there, Stephen. He's been talking about this for 10 years.
Well, I mean, it has to be not only a physical object, but it has to do something, right?
One would hope.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said about the doodle bug. It didn't do what they claimed. It just was, a hoax. So that's getting back to all of that. If they could do a hoax with the dual bug than they could do a hoax with Aztec, I guess. So they were, they had lots of practice, in other words.
When it comes to Stephen Greer, I worry about this C-SETI, this program where he takes people on these excursions for some humongously high price to supposedly call down a UFO, but they have to sign, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So
yeah,
whatever happens, they can't tell you. And I always wonder, after
they also have to sign release forms in case they're asked to go aboard the ship, and they have to absolve C-SETI from all responsibility if they don't come back.
Is that in the form that they signed?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, no, this is Ambassador to the Universe training seminars. Now, first of all, I've been saying this for, God, almost 20 years. Who elected him ambassador to for humankind to the universe, number one? And number two, where does he come off saying he can train other people to be ambassadors to the universe to represent humankind out into the cosmos? To me, it's rather presumptuous to be kind.
Do you have a copy of the protocols for this, or the thing that these people sign?
No, I'm sure I do somewhere. I turned down a lifetime membership to C-SETI, and with my Groucho disclaimer that I would never be a member of any club that would have me as one.
Yeah, right, right. Well, if you can, without going to a whole lot of trouble, if you got something that claims him as ambassador to the universe and shows what these people sign in the way of a disclaimer, anything.
Okay,
like that,
sure. I'll look at my files. I'm sure I've got one there somewhere.
You know what's interesting about this non-disclosure stuff? I mean, look at it this way. Say we have Apple Incorporated, which, of course, you have new operating systems that they let people who write software test. And they have to sign this very long non-disclosure agreement. And if they break the agreement, well, Apple throws them out of the program or something. Now, somebody signs a non-disclosure agreement with Stephen Greer, and something happens or nothing happens. Why haven't we seen at least one person over all the years saying, I don't care, you want to sue me? Go ahead, man. This is what happened. Go sue me. Take your best shot. How come that doesn't happen?
Well, that's,
or maybe they just feel stupid for being taken in.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And I see we don't have a lot of time left, so I'll talk rapidly. How many of these former military people that come forth with UFO experiences at their base when they were in the service, or having seen, you know, a Roswell-like thing crash, and they come forward years later, and they talk and talk and talk, and they're never court-martialed, and they never lose their pension, and they're never shot mysteriously. Does that tell you something?
Yeah.
Except if you want to look at the perverse definition of that, which is they don't do anything, because if they did, it would only prove what the person says correct.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you do nothing and you tolerate a few people just going out there and saying their piece, well, that demonstrates there's no truth to it. Get my point?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Again, briefly, with George Adamski, when he got the faith letter and started to publicize it and make a big deal for his own promotion out of it.
This is a fake letter that Gray Barker and Jim wrote.
Yeah, right. The government made a mistake. They came after him and told him to shut up, and he started talking louder than ever. Maybe they learned back then just not to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, we have you guys to thank for that. Maybe this should be some ammunition to get more people to come out and years later and violate their security oaths by saying, hey, look, they're not going to come after you, because then they just legitimize what it is that you're saying.
Well, I can't think of his name at this moment, but somebody just very recently wrote to three prominent government officials asking them to put in writing the fact that nobody would be prosecuted for coming forward about saucers. And I don't think any of those three officials ever said any such thing. In other words, they just ignored this challenge. And I'm trying to think of the name of the guy that made the challenge, but I'll tell you next time.
There's a story now about a CIA guy, former CIA guy, comes out and talks about Roswell, but he's not going to be prosecuted either.
Who is this now? I haven't heard this.
Yeah, what's his name? Clay something or other? Clay, there's been a few articles in the last couple of weeks about him.
And what is he saying? What is his story?
Well, in a nutshell, he's just saying that Roswell was a real event and there were ETs involved.
Oh, okay. Well, other people have said that. I'm sure some of them are former military people. They've been talking positive things about Roswell for years and nothing's happened to them.
Yeah, every couple of years somebody else comes out with some new, you know, revelation.
Yeah, of the fellow that had this deathbed confession, Walter Haut, H-A-U-T, he's an interesting case. All he ever did was, he was the one that sent the flying saucer crash notice to the media.
Right? They had to live that down. We can't live this down. We have to ask Jim Moseley, tell our listeners where they can get a copy of Saucer Smear.
Well, they can write to P.O. Box 1709.
You hear Chris is writing it down.
Chris is writing it down.
1709.
Key West, two words, Key West, Florida, 33041.
There you go. Chris, where do we find your stuff, Chris O'Brien?
We're out of time, I think.
I have to ask Chris a question. Chris, where do we find your stuff?
Well, I'm a moderator at forum.theparacast.com, and I also have my new updated website, ourstrangeplanet.com.
And you can reach us on Twitter. Send us a tweet. We are The Paracast on Twitter. Jim Moseley, editor of Saucer Smear. We want to thank you once again for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Well, good to be here, and I'll talk to you again soon, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.